This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, an Irish visitor has been fined following a death threat to a local constable. Food and beverage company scolded by a government minister for marketing habits towards youth. National Teacher Award ceremony coming this year. Bridgetown Port to be upgraded with 15-ton seawall dolos. And St. Vincent's Prime Minister prepared to lose U.S. visa over Cuban health program. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A 29-year-old Irish visitor to Barbados has been fined $750 for assaulting a police constable. Michael Emmett Jordan from Dublin paid the fine yesterday after he pleaded guilty to the charge before Magistrate Douglas Frederick in the District B Magistrates Court. Jordan assaulted Police Constable Shaquille McLean in the execution of his duties last Sunday when the police tried to subdue him and cautioned him about his behavior. Jordan looked in the direction of PC McLean, saying, "I will kill you." This threat was repeated more than once, causing the officer to fear that some harm could come to his person. Jordan, who was represented by attorney Leslie Cargill-Straker, apologized to the police, the people of Barbados, and to the court for his actions, explaining that he had too much to drink while on a cruise, which caused him to be unaware of his actions. Meantime, the Serious Organized Crime Unit has arrested and formally charged Jamar Andre John of Mangrove for possession of a firearm on January 9th and possession of 5 rounds of ammunition. 39-year-old John appeared before Magistrate Joanne Clark in the District C Magistrate's Court yesterday, where he was not required to plead to the indictable charge and was remanded into custody at Dodds Prison. He's scheduled to reappear in court on Wednesday, the 2nd of April, 2025. Food and beverage companies have been taken to task over their marketing strategies toward the youth of Barbados. Speaking during a campaign launch hosted by the Heart and Stroke Foundation and the Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition at the Accra Beach Hotel yesterday, Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael, pointed to the behavior of companies when targeting youth with unhealthy products.
Our children, unfortunately, are victims in many cases to the very, I would say, unscrupulous marketing practices of many of our food and beverage companies. Hence why a campaign, a mass media campaign, to ban marketing of unhealthy foods and beverages to children, and within, of course, our environments where our children reside and learn and grow, is an important one. It is an important tool in the toolkit that we have as a government and as a country to preserve our heritage and to be craftsmen of our faith.
However, he also told students gathered it was ultimately their consumption habits and the overall attitude of society that would make the difference and not solely the campaigns.
It is important for us to understand that this is one tool. It is not the only tool. And whilst we all in this room appreciate and acknowledge the fact that we do not want our school environments or any environments where our children are concerned to be flooded with the marketing of unhealthy foods and beverages, we must appreciate that even if we get rid of all of that, we still have to ensure our homes are places where our children are receiving the right messages. Our churches are places where they receive the right messages. On the streets as they go to and from are places where they're receiving the same message. What I'm saying, therefore, is that all of us are in this together.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman, has guaranteed that educators across Barbados will be honored this year at a National Teacher Award ceremony. Speaking at the launch of an emotional intelligence program held at the St. Leonard School, Mr. Blackman said the time had come for teachers to be awarded for their significant role in shaping society.
One of the things that I certainly will be doing this year is to ensure that across the country, our teachers are publicly recognized. And therefore, I'll be launching a national awards for our teachers across Barbados. The same way how the lawyers revere themselves when you see lawyers being called to the bar, they take the photos, flooding the news. True? When the doctors get their white coats, flooding the news and social media, not just here around the world. I want to see our teachers having the same pride in their profession, because without them, our society will crumble. And I therefore, in the coming days, will be meeting with a number of the unions so as to understand where they're at, what are some of the challenges, equally what are the opportunities, how can we work hand in hand in this movement called educational transformation.
The partnership has been formed between government and the Caribbean Institute for Social and Emotional Learning and is set for a rollout across all primary and secondary schools. Blackman also said any program government engaged in moving forward would be fit and ready for inclusion of the disabled community.
Part of this as well has to also include special needs, because oftentimes we focus a lot on those who don't have those challenges. This country has to be an inclusive society. An inclusive education and access is going to be a key part of the transformation. Of course, working with the various ministries, of course, government. But again, government serves as a regulator. We set policy. But the society at large must now buy into the concept of inclusivity and growth for everybody. So therefore, you're going to be hearing the ministry speaking to it in a very firm and frontal way. Because why? We can no longer have an education system that only places premium on those who have, quote-unquote, certain abilities.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman. The seawall of 5-ton dolos destroyed at the Bridgetown Port and Fisheries last year during Hurricane Beryl will now be reinforced with an additional 10 tons. Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams revealed that government would be taking the step to minimize any impact in the future.
When it was built back then, they said a wave would never come over that wall. For those of us who went down there immediately after the hurricane, we are standing in the port and watching the waves roll over that wall like it was nothing. When we're coming back, when they keep talking about rebuilding and rebuilding resilience, what I mean is that it doesn't make sense to build back the breakwater fisheries with the same rocks. They're redesigning. I think the dollars now are 15 tons, right? So if you all pass on Spray Garden, you can see some massive boulders out there. So those going in, and then we add in the 15 ton, not 5 ton no more, 15, because we know that the sea can move 5 tons. We add in 15 ton dollars to make it better and more resistant. Do we think it will never happen again? No, we can't be so foolish.
Abrams also sent a warning to all Barbadians to ensure that they were adequately prepared for events such as tsunamis, which he said would definitely lead to loss of life on the island.
If a tsunami hits Barbados, people are going to die. That's the bald reality. I cannot recall a tidal wave hitting any coastal community and nobody died. That's the reality. People are going to die. So you have to know this is serious. The greatest loss of life we're probably going to have from a natural disaster, if one was to hit us, is from a tsunami. So you need to know what to look for. You need to know what to do when you see it. You need to know where to run to and how far until you reach safety.
Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams speaking during the launch of the Coastal Hazards and Earthquake Smart Month, hosted by the Department of Emergency Management at the Hillside Community Center, Bathsheba, St. Joseph. And India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred the Honorary Freedom of Barbados, the nation's highest award, by President Dame Sandra Mason at State House yesterday. Mr. Modi was honored for his significant contributions to Barbados during the COVID-19 pandemic. Accepting the award on his behalf, the Indian leader, India's Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita, hailed Prime Minister Mia Motley for her leadership on global matters.
Prime Minister Modi's leadership, characterized by empathy and decisive actions and initiatives, played a crucial role in strengthening international ties and fostering support among nations. His Axis Maitri initiative not only aided India but also extended a helping hand to countries around the world, reinforcing the idea that in times of crisis, we must stand together. This award is not just a recognition for India's leadership, but a testament to our shared commitment to international cooperation, solidarity, and mutual support, especially during challenging times.
India's Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita. And finally, St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez yesterday defended the Cuban Health Brigade program after the United States announced it intends to revoke the visas of foreign government officials whose countries employ Cuban doctors and nurses. Gonzalez said while St. Vincent and the Grenadines did not have a significant number of Cuban medical personnel as compared to Jamaica and Guyana, Kingston pays the Cuba Cuban professionals the rate as they do for their own professionals. Mr. Gonzalez defended the presence of Cuban health officials there and made reference to the hemodialysis unit at the Modern Medical and Diagnostic Complex, which is overseen by professionals from Cuba and treats 60 Vincentians patients currently. Dr. Gonzalez said he's disappointed that some people are rejoicing at the U.S. position, adding, quote, "They know that I would prefer to lose my visa than to have 60 poor and working people die," end quote. Recapping the headlines. An Irish visitor has been fined following a death threat to a local constable. Food and beverage companies scolded by a government minister for marketing habits towards youth. National Teacher Award ceremony coming this year. The Bridgetown port to be upgraded with 15-ton seawall dolos. And St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister prepared to lose U.S. visa over Cuban health program. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Topping. Good morning.